WFXX.
The Fox! Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a titillating Tuesday. Look out.
Whoa. Getting at the big word.
Be careful out there this morning. It's Let's Talk. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you, at 814-954-7266. That's the number that will get you into the big show this morning.
All right, now, folks, we could use some calls because my buddy here is a little under the weather.
Good Lord.
All right.
Yeah.
I had my round, when was that, September, October or something, I got sick, and then it took me a couple of weeks to get over it.
Oh,
so,
better not be a couple of weeks.
So you go to
a couple of days.
So you go to Wyoming where it's like 92 degrees or whatever it was, and then you come back sick. Okay. Yeah, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, folks, we do have a busy show. We have some open line time. We got our sports segment coming up. More interesting things. Yes, Steelers.
We got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, now hold on.
What?
That might be a bit of a push.
Well, that might be.
We'll see.
Might be getting a little carried away.
We have Joe next hour. Yes, we have Joe next hour.
I believe so.
Okay, so we'll talk some weather with our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Got him scheduled for next hour. Also next hour, we're going to take some time. We're going to talk with somebody who actually just happens to be in our building where we are. We're on Science Park Road. Number of offices and businesses and so on in this building. And it's a charity that is relatively new, and they have their, I guess, headquarters, their office, whatever, here in our building. And recently I just sort of noticed they kind of moved in. I'm like, gee, what is that? And it's called A Soldier's Hands. And when I read about them, I thought, oh, there's a story here. And I would think we want to hear the story. So Trish Schellenberger, who is the founder of A Soldier's Hands, is going to join us probably around 9 o'clock or so. She's going to share the story about some of the, I would say, pretty amazing work that she and her group have done with soldiers literally around the world. So listen for that story, and then we'll, you know, if you want to help out, here's how you can help out. I'm sure Trish will share that information. So that'll be an interesting chat. So that's coming up a little later on. Yes, it's a little cold out there. Ooh, yes, it is. But hey, just sit tight. All right. At least at my house, yep, one lone degree. Ooh. Although it's interesting, as I was driving, all right, Scott here, I'm from Penns Valley, so I got about a half-hour drive into the studio. So it's 1 degree at one point. I'm like, oh, okay. And then the number starts going up, 2, 3, 5, 7. I'm thinking, hey, this is great. Then for some reason, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. I get to the studio, according to my car now, it's 2 degrees.
Mm.
The good news, now here's the good news.
Yeah, all right. There's good news.
All right, allegedly, today's high, and I've seen this with multiple forecasts.
Yeah.
Today's high is supposed to be 30. Now you compare that to 1. All right, that feels like a heat wave, doesn't it? And then starting tomorrow, at least for, I don't know, 2, 3 days, temperatures in the low 40s. Oh, my gosh, T-shirts and shorts weather.
Now we're talking.
Well, okay, maybe not that. But
well, I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, I tell you what, I've seen some Penn State students.
Yeah.
I kick into my fatherly mode, like, would you put on a coat and a pair of pants? You know, something like that. Watch out in the greater State College area today for Penn State students. It is finals week. So maybe it's just the stress of finals. They take off
That's
all their warm clothes and they
Absolutely.
Put on T-shirt and shorts or something insane. Ugh. But stay tuned, all right? Again, we'll talk with our friend Joe Bastardi next hour about the heat wave. Ooh. Yeah, two quick things. I leave the house this morning, and I drive just a couple of miles, and the low tire indicator light comes on.
Oh, yes, it is that time of the year.
It's like, no, I don't want to deal with this. And I thought, well, I don't have time to stop to get air. I got to get to the studio. So I kept on driving. And I've this has happened to my car before. You know, you got these indicators on your tires now, and when it gets just a little bit under whatever the number is or level is, boop, the little light pops on, right?
Yep.
How many other people's lights popped on probably this morning? They probably did. The good news for me, I kept on driving. I thought, I can't stop. I got to keep going. And at one point, boop, the light pops back off. I'm like, yes! I don't know, the tire warmed up or something. I have no idea. And when it gets really, really cold, like 1 degree, and maybe everywhere, but at least at my house, there was a snow burst yesterday afternoon. Not a lot. Not even an inch of snow. It wasn't even that much. But it's so cold that nothing melted or nothing was melting. You ever notice when you walk on snow like that, when it's really cold, it makes a sound, doesn't it? Kind of a crunch, 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 crunch sound. Whereas when it gets warmer, like 30, for instance, and you walk on the snow, you don't have the same sound. I've always been fascinated by that. Like, okay, crunchy snow if it's 1. Meanwhile, the same snow if it's 25 or 30, it's not the same. So this morning we have crunchy snow. Watch out for the crunchy snow. Roads are fine. Maybe watch out outlying areas if they didn't get cleared last night by somebody and so on. Watch out for, I guess, parking lots could have some icy spots this morning. If it's supposed to get up to 30 and it's a beautiful day, got a beautiful sunrise today, it's going to get much better. Ah, thank goodness. Okay, there we go. Speaking of, well, no, this is not much better. Okay, I'm sorry. The Powerball jackpot last night. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Did I win? Did I win? Did I win?
Did you buy a ticket?
Oh, I had to buy a ticket.
I knew I was forgetting something.
Yeah, you got to buy. Well,
got it.
It's good you didn't because
so probably did.
No winners again last night. Not the big one. So the next Powerball jackpot is tomorrow night, and it's going to be at least $1.25 billion.
It's not the size of the jackpot. It's the way you use it, baby.
Size matters?
Or something.
Okay. So reminder to the Ironhead, you have to buy a ticket. If you want a chance to win, there's lots of places around where you can buy a ticket. Convenience store, grocery store, whatever. There you go. Okay. All right. How about some good news? All right.
I love good news.
This is good news.
We've not had much of it lately.
We have talked about this. This is good news. Yesterday, the United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Yes! So it's already passed the Senate, now it's passed the House, now it goes to President Trump for a signature, which is absolutely expected. This is local Congressman Glenn Thompson. He's been on this for years, trying to overturn that, I'm sorry, stupid move 12 or whatever years ago, which took out whole milk and 2% milk and I guess chocolate milk in school cafeterias.
And somehow, even with that legislation, not all of our kids became skinny minis.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't know
if
you noticed that.
Yeah, how about that? Not interesting.
I observed that.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. So now I got a release from the congressman's office yesterday. And the opening line says, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the bill. And I'm thinking, okay, overwhelmingly. So I jump online, and I'm thinking, I want to know what the vote was. All right? I want to know what it was to see how many, idiots would have voted against this. All right? I couldn't find it because they did a voice vote yesterday.
Uh-huh.
All right. Congress is interesting. If you watch C-SPAN, some people do that.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah, that's what Congress
That's a good
is.
Word, interesting.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. No four-letter words. Stop that. So if you watch C-SPAN, sometimes they'll vote on some, you know, bill or whatever, and the scoreboard pops up on the screen. You've seen that. How many people are yays? How many people are nays? I don't know. How many people are something else? How many people haven't voted yet? And so on. That's not what they do for every bill. They can, I guess, the leadership determines this, do a voice vote. And you know what a voice vote is. If you've ever been to some kind of a meeting, it's like, okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
You know, okay, yeah or nay. So overwhelmingly means for whoever was there yesterday, virtually all of them, it doesn't say all of them. It says overwhelmingly.
Hmm.
That means somebody apparently voted no on this. And I would just like to know who those people are. Now, with a voice vote, you can't know. All right? Because people are yelling, yay, nay, whatever, from the, you know, from the well of the House of Representatives. So I don't think anybody keeps track of that. It's all by voice vote. Okay. It's just, now the Senate, if you remember, it passed unanimously in the Senate. I guess they did a count or something. The House handled this differently yesterday, maybe, and they did some other voice votes on this bill or that bill or something like that. Granted, it's the end of the year. They're trying to push things out. All right, so not everything gets the scoreboard. Other things just get the voice vote. So this will go to President Trump's desk for his signature. Don't know when. I will assume that when that happens, Congressman Thompson will certainly be there. You know, Trump likes to make big deals out of this stuff. He's got his whole entourage there, I guess, in the Oval Office, and he's got his big pen, and he writes his big name like you can't miss it, like John Hancock, big name. And Congressman Thompson, I assume, will be front and center on that one. Good. Bring all the versions of milk back to school cafeterias and let the kids make the decision of which milk they want to get. And that includes chocolate milk. I have chocolate milk in my fridge and home right now. All right? Come on. This is... Anyway. All right, let's move on. There are lots of other good people doing good work. All right? Now, I'm on the Penn State email list, and they do a regular, either daily or a couple times a week, release about Penn State news, like this group's doing this, or this researcher's doing that, or these students are doing this. And you get these messages, and there's a lot of really good, hardworking people doing some good stuff. I came across a couple in particular. You know, it's really cold this morning, 1, 2, 3, whatever degrees. If you have an electric vehicle, hopefully your battery is doing okay when it gets this cold. Well, there are some Penn State researchers, apparently, that have come up with some kind of a battery that does better in extreme conditions. So, in other words, if it gets below zero, or if it gets really hot, which is not good for a battery. So if it's 100 degrees or 110 degrees or something like that, they apparently have come up with some kind of a battery-type system that does better in extreme conditions.
Huh.
So that's pretty cool.
That is
right?
Cool.
Now, you got...
Well, or hot.
Or hot.
On what
yeah,
it needs
okay.
to be.
There you go. Depends on the time of year. That's right. So now, granted, they're just doing research right now. They have to... I don't know what they're going to do with this. They're going to try to bring it to market at some point, which would probably take years. But still, that's pretty neat. And then there's the story I came across yesterday, and I'm thinking, somebody's actually working on this? This is a story, let's see here, it's about, it says here, the headline, Backyard Insect, a Bug. Backyard Insect inspires large-scale invisibility particles production.
Hey, now.
This is about the leaf hopper. All right, now I've got a picture. You ever see a bug like that? That's called a leaf hopper.
I feel like maybe I have.
Really? I didn't recognize that bug. It's a kind of
I wouldn't be able to swear to it.
It's a multicolored bug, but they're studying how this bug is able to essentially make itself invisible as in probably camouflage invisible, so that, you know, predators don't get the bug. All right? And so Penn State has some researchers looking at this. Is there a way to develop what this bug does so that, you know, people could use this for next generation camouflage or maybe sensors? Now, if you're a Harry Potter fan, they're working on the invisibility cloak. Wouldn't that be cool? Would you like an invisibility cloak? They're kind of working on that.
I think we just may have a new hide-and-seek champion. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very interesting. Yeah, the invisibility cloak. I'd like that. That'd be kind of neat. You know, go sneak on people or something. I don't know. Anyway. Over in China. Okay, not here. Over in China, some researchers over there have created the world's first rubber band that converts body heat into electricity. Now, think about that for a moment.
Heat into electricity.
Now, if you've got a smartwatch on your wrist, which a lot of people do.
I have a dumb old watch.
Let me see. You don't have any watch.
Well, not right
what
now.
Are you talking
I have a
about?
Dumb old watch.
All right, I've got a smartwatch. There it is. I'm not sure how smart it is. Smarter than me. But, of course, you've got the watch band. Imagine if you put the watch on and the watch band can somehow convert your body heat into electricity, which would then charge the watch. Folks, you'd never need to recharge your watch again? Hey, I'm liking that plan. All right, that would be kind of cool.
Now, if we can get it to recharge my battery, that would be nifty. That would be helpful.
Especially this week. Huh?
Oh.
Okay. So, now that's from China, all right? And it says it's a rubber band. It's not a watch band. But I'd like to think you could probably develop that somehow. So, there's something else to watch out for. All right, holiday season, here it is. I read some story yesterday, hey, for you last-minute shoppers, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, the Ironhead, he's not going to go shopping till like next week.
No, we got a week till it starts.
Yeah. Not for everybody.
What?
Not for everybody, okay? Huh. All right, if you've watched television lately, maybe you've gone online and you've been, you know, surfing around and so on, you've seen the holiday commercials, all right? You've seen them. All kinds of holiday commercials. Do you like those holiday commercials? Well, the Wall Street Journal just had a story. According to them, only 9% of people surveyed said they dislike holiday commercials. How about that? That means, I guess, 91% like the holiday commercials.
All right. I like them in December, yes.
All right. Oh, you're reading my mind. All right. One thing that most people do not like is when the holiday commercials start too soon. And according to this story, 70% of baby boomers hate that. 47% of Gen Zers say they start too soon. According to the story, Amazon's first holiday commercial, all right, online shopping, Amazon's first online commercial was on October 13th. Now, this is Christmas commercial. October 13th. Is that too soon? Well, the majority of people say yes. Now, Amazon will see that and probably next year start their Christmas ads in September. Watch. You just watch, okay? I don't know. Do you have a favorite holiday ad? I do. I have a favorite commercial for this time of year. Yeah, you got a favorite? Oh, he's thinking.
I don't know that I do.
All right. My favorite, it's Amazon, actually. Have you seen this ad? I bet you have. There's these three old ladies. They're sitting at the bottom of a snow hill. And they're just staring at all the kids sledding down the snow hill. And you can see the look on their faces. They're dreaming of when they were girls and they could slide down the snow hill. And the one old lady kind of has this look like, hey, I have an idea. And, of course, she goes online and she orders this, like, cushion. And she brings the cushion out to the other two old ladies who look at her like, what the heck is this? And they pull the cushions out like, what are we supposed to do with this? And the first old lady kind of says, come on, I'll show you. And they get on sleds or sliding sliding things. And they put the cushion down, and here come the three old ladies sliding down the snow hill, and they're yay, and they're cheering, and they're smiling, and at the end of the ad, you get this quaint music, and the three old ladies are starting to head back up the snow hill again, which will probably take them about a week. That's my favorite Christmas ad. I like that one. That's a well done ad. I like that.
I will say that this year I like the tapping into my childhood. I like the John Travolta one for Capital One, where he's doing the Grease Lightning with the Santa slip.
Oh, Santa is John Travolta.
Santa, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that.
All right, I like that one. That's pretty good.
Puts a smile on my face.
All right, we need more of that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I think it was last week we told you about a word of the year. You remember that one? Turns out there are several outlets that do a word of the year.
6-7.
Okay. Oxford was the one I mentioned last week. Now, the Oxford Dictionary, for whatever reason, their word of the year is actually two words, rage bait. In other words, things that just set you off, you know, some word or somebody says something and just boof. And we've seen a lot of that this year, haven't we? Rage bait. Well, there are some other outlets that have a word of the year. And again, these are all tied to dictionaries. So Cambridge, also from England, all right, Cambridge Dictionary, their word of the year is parasocial. I have no idea why. Parasocial is their word of the year.
Okay.
Dictionary.com. No, it doesn't have to be a book. Dictionary.com, I think you just said it. Their word of the year is 67.
Yeah, we did that. I must have been one of the days you were off.
Your little guy, is he into 6-7?
He is.
Why? Have you asked him?
Yep, and...
Can he explain it?
No.
Okay. If you're not familiar with this, this is a line from a recent rap song. It means absolutely nothing.
It means everything.
Yeah, it means nothing. But kids somehow have latched onto this, and no matter what they do, 6-7, 6-7.
I think it's run its course for the older kids, and we're getting there with the younger kids. But
all right, and finally, Merriam-Webster yesterday announced their word of the year. Their word of the year is slop.
Slop.
All right.
Did not see that one coming.
Now, slop used to mean slop, like soft, muddy slop. Stuff on roadways this time of year, slop. No, their version of slop is more about AI writing, which is a lot of, okay, not that inspired, and a lot of folks are calling it AI slop. So somehow that's the word of the year for Merriam-Webster, slop. All right, so be careful with your 67s and your slops. And I'm going to have to look up parasocial because I'm not even sure what that means. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. Yes, the Steelers got it done last night. They're in the driver's seat, baby.
Looking good.
Also, other stuff as well. We'll have some open time. Again, we have some good guests in the second hour, so stay tuned for that as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van.
Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and we'll have some open phone time coming up a bit later in the morning. A couple of Penn State players have been named to the Associated Press All-America football team. Guard Vega Ioane has been named a second team All-America for 2025. And running back Catron Allen is a third team selection. Allen was sixth nationally this season with 1,303 yards rushing. And, of course, he is now Penn State's all-time leader in career rushing yards. Ioane, one of four Nittany Lions at this point to opt out of the Pinstripe Bowl. Catron Allen is joining Ewanee in the Senior Bowl, but has made no announcement yet regarding the Pinstripe Bowl participation. Meanwhile, Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson, that's Penn State's opponent of the Pinstripe Bowl, has released a statement that 27 Clemson players will not be available for the Pinstripe Bowl, including several starters. Now, some are going to the NFL draft, and that is the reason. Some have hit the transfer portal, and some are injured, so he's including injuries. But 27 Clemson players will, at this point, not be participating in this year's Pinstripe Bowl, which is coming up on December 27th. All right, let's take a check of the high school scoreboard from last night. Again, it's kind of an off week for Penn State. It's finals week, so I don't think any of the teams are in action until this weekend, returning to action. So very little news there. We'll probably have some football news here and there throughout the week. But in terms of results for Penn State sports, nothing until the upcoming weekend. But in high school sports, last night the Penns Valley boys basketball team lost to Clearfield 61-45. Noah Battelle had 9 points to lead the Rams. Julian Battaglia and Carter Ironside each added 8 points apiece. The Rams fall to 4-2 on the season and will return to action tomorrow night at Mount Union. In the JV game, it was Clearfield edging Penns Valley 47-43. In the junior high A game, Penns Valley lost to Clearfield 38-27, while Penns Valley won the junior high B game 27-15. The St. Joseph's boys last night losing a tough one at Central Mountain, 60-54 the final. St. Joe's slips to 2-4 on the season. Felsburg Osceola boys basketball team last night falling to Central 65-52. The Mounties are now 2-3. And a girls game last night, St. Joseph's rolling to a 75-26 win over East Juniata's. The Wolfpack improve to 5-2 on the season. The Miami Dolphins had been red hot, but the Pittsburgh Steelers cooled them off last night. I mean,
the weather
really cooled them off.
Weather helped, yeah.
Yes, the Steelers dominated the game and ended up walking away with the 28-15 victory to snap Miami's four-game win streak. The Steelers played without T.J. Watt, who suffered a partially collapsed lung last week. The Steelers were able to outrush the Dolphins, and that was the key last night, 135-63. Even without Watt, the Steelers' defense really rising to the occasion last night. Aaron Rodgers also playing very well. He completed 23 of 27 passes for 224 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The Steelers are now 8-6 and remain a game up on the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North. Both teams have big games this week, and we will have both of those games for you Sunday right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Steelers will face the Detroit Lions in Detroit. Our coverage will get underway at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And then the Ravens are home with the Patriots in the Sunday night game. Our coverage will start at 8 o'clock Sunday night. Always did like those Patriots. Just a good group of guys.
Let's go, Pats.
Very easy to root for. Tonight, the Mighty Penguins will host the Oilers at 7:30, and the Flyers will visit the Canadiens at 7 o'clock. Penn State wrestling team getting ready for a potentially historic weekend in Nashville. The Nittany Lions can set the new record for most consecutive dual meet victories if Penn State is able to defeat both North Dakota State and Stanford on Saturday evening in Nashville. Penn State right now with 75 straight wins. Oklahoma State has the record. They won 76 straight from 1937 through 1951. So the Nittany Lions have that opportunity here on Saturday. Head coach Kale Sanderson meeting with the media yesterday. He did say Josh Barr would at the very least make the trip to Nashville, if not return to the starting lineup. He also said Aaron Nagao is continuing to make very good progress and did practice with the Nittany Lions yesterday. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies have agreed to a one-year, $10 million deal with outfielder Adolis Garcia. This, according to The Athletic, the 32-year-old Garcia has not had a good couple of years. In 2023, he was an all-star and a gold glove selection and one of the better players on the World Series champion Rangers. But these last two seasons, not so good. And so he was non-tendered by the Rangers this offseason. Phillies are hoping that Garcia can maybe bounce back and get closer to the 2023 version of himself. Phillies reportedly looking to trade right fielder Nick Castellanos. This would tend to add credence to that likelihood that the organization is trying to make that move. Lots of speculation out there regarding the Michigan coaching search, and a lot of familiar names to Penn State fans being bandied about out there. Very interesting. Yesterday, Jeff Brohm became an addition to the coaches that Michigan is reportedly looking at. The Louisville head coach, again, is first time really we've seen his name linked with the position. Washington head coach Jed Fish is also on the short list, according to multiple reports. L.A. Chargers defensive coordinator and former Michigan defensive coordinator Jesse Minter is reportedly on the short list. But Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State head coach, and Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz seem to be the two that are still getting the most attention here, at least in the media reports. Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer, by the way, said, get out of here with that. What are you doing?
He's been down this road.
So, yes, he has but confirmed he has no interest.
Didn't Drinkwitz just re-up his contract with Missouri?
Oh, it's as if that matters. As if that matters.
Okay.
All right. Oh, back to wrestling. A couple people did send me the, and I had seen it, but it doesn't matter. Flow Wrestling has dropped Penn State to number 3.
Yes.
And it's rankings this week. Now has Ohio State number 1 and Iowa, which lost to Iowa State, number 2. Now, these are tournament rankings, which the Big Ten uses the Intermat tournament rankings. So it's fine as far as it goes. Again, the cool thing about wrestling is that it truly does not matter where you are ranked. It's what you do when March comes around that will determine where you finish, both individually and as a team. But at the end of the day, it just makes you look a little silly, is all, if you're Flow Wrestling right now. Again, I understand how they do it, and what their metrics say is that, yeah, tournament-wise, and again, they go by rankings that they have of the individuals at weights, and then they use the corresponding points that would be accrued at the NCAA tournament. The issue is it does not take into account any bonus points, which Penn State has been exceptionally good at racking up in the Kale Sanderson era. And it also presumes that the rankings are somewhat accurate as to how these guys will finish at the NCAA tournament. And I'm just telling you, in a couple of weights, they're off. I'm just feel pretty confident about that. But it gets people talking. It's fun. It's fine. Not a big deal in the overall scheme of things. But some folks are getting pretty worked up about it based on a couple of text messages and emails I've received. Back to the NFL. Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery for that torn ACL that he suffered on Sunday. Of course, the Chiefs are out of the playoffs here this season, so Mahomes wanted to get the surgery done as quickly as possible. Also, Micah Parsons, it is confirmed, did have a torn ACL as well. So both players, and of course that is a pretty big blow to the Packers' chances of getting to the Super Bowl here this season. And Parsons says, in essence, that he'll be back, that this is not the end of the road. It's just another challenge that he is up to facing. But both of those guys, I would say, unlikely to start next season in their respective teams' lineups, but should return sometime in the first probably 4 to 6 games of their team's schedules next season. All depends, obviously, on how things progress with their respective injuries. And that is a little something I like to call sports. Oh, we did have one other note. Penn State put out, and it's worth noting, Penn State men's basketball team teamed up with the Center County Youth Service Bureau to provide a holiday shopping spree for local children from the State College area. And 19 local kids were teamed up with the Penn State players and staff members, and they made a shopping trip and helped the kiddos fill up their shopping cart with various items, toys, clothes, in some cases, TVs and video game consoles, and a pretty cool thing. Each child received upward of $250 with which they could shop thanks to contributions from a wide variety of local companies. This is the fifth year that the Penn State men's basketball program has teamed up with the Center County Youth Service Bureau to provide that holiday shopping spree for local youth. All right, that is a little something we like to call sports.
All right, a few things. We have high school wrestling tonight, right?
Oh, we do have high school wrestling tonight. Yes, Todd and Norm Brown will have the call. This will be probably our last event for the year, and then in January we'll start back up with some basketball and wrestling coverage. But yes, Todd and Norm will have the call tonight. Looking forward to it. It'll be an intra-county matchup at Wingate with Phillipsburg Osceola and Bald Eagle area doing battle. Should be a good duel meet tonight.
7 o'clock.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
Tonight. Okay. On the basketball front, our FM signal barely gets to Clearfield. It's very scratchy over there. But I tell you what, I got to see the Clearfield boys last night. That's a good team.
Yeah.
They're not big. They're not tall, but they're good. Penns Valley could not crack their defense last night. Every time the Rams try to, you know, move, and I'm wondering, there was a Clearfield guy right in front of them. Very well coached, very disciplined team. I was impressed. Clearfield's like, boy, these guys, I mean, in my old job, I worked with Clearfield, and I have a number of friends over there. They're a great sports school. It's a, you know, isn't that interesting? There are some schools that are, you can call them a good sports school. It's seemingly in any sport, they're competitive. All right. Clearfield is a good sports school, and their boys basketball team is good. I mean, oof, I was, like I said, very impressed last night. Remember Clearfield. They're solid. They're really good. Steve Tannehill passed away. All right. Now, Steve was from Altoona, and we're going back, oh my gosh, 30 plus years, whatever it is now. A terrific football quarterback. If I ever met Steve, I don't remember. And if I ever covered a state high Altoona game back then, I don't remember doing it. But he was a one-of-a-kind guy. He was a really good player. Went to the University of South Carolina, where he still holds records
yeah.
For the Gamecocks down there. That haircut, that mullet haircut.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, Steve, buddy, you want to go see a stylist or something? But nope, that was like one of his signature things. He was only 52, had cancer. And, again, just a one-of-a-kind guy. Down in Blair County, I'm sure there's been a lot of writing here in the last 24 hours since this went public that he passed away. Probably, maybe, best player in Altoona football history, maybe. I mean, you could debate that a little bit. Certainly one of the top players ever for Altoona. And just an interesting fellow. And again, one of these just lost far too soon. He was only 52. I mean, that's sad. So, you know, condolences to family and friends there. As far as Penn State football is concerned, now somebody keeps track of all this stuff. I don't. All these new recruits coming out of nowhere, you know, it's like, holy moly. And I guess a lot of them all of them formerly tied to Iowa State? Do you know? Are you
the
keeping
ones right now that in the last week are all
okay?
You know, Iowa State.
Now their commitments. Now the signing period was 2 weeks ago, so these guys have committed. They haven't signed anything, correct? They don't do that till what is it? The first week,
correct?
First week of February, which is all right. I'm old school. That used to be the signing period.
Yeah,
the first week of February, the first Wednesday in February. All right, that used to be the time. Now we have the early period and all that other stuff. So these guys have committed. They haven't signed anything yet. And if you follow this stuff, okay, they may commit and they may stick. But in the next less than 2 months now, they could change their minds. All right, these young guys, they do that a lot. I mean, again, imagine, I think I mentioned this last week, imagine being an Iowa State fan right now, all right? They've lost their coach. They've lost a bunch of other coaches. They've lost now a bunch of these commitments. They've got some players hitting the transfer portal and maybe heading this direction. If I'm an Iowa State fan, I mean, granted, they have a new coach. That's great, and he's doing everything he can do to put things back together again, but still, whoo. All right, and then, of course, you've got the Michigan situation. What a mess. I saw some story. They did an interview with Michigan players who feel, what words can you use? They feel betrayed.
Yes.
They feel betrayed. They don't understand, you know, why did he do this? This is, you know, bad, doesn't reflect well on us. Now we don't know who our coach is going to be next year, and it's the middle of December. Oh, yes, they have a bowl game coming up. Allegedly, some Michigan commits are decommitting, and they're going to look elsewhere and all this sort of thing. Holy mackerel. We look at the Penn State situation now, which, again, dragged on for, 2 months, roughly. And remember, we're all horrified, like, oh, this is terrible. Now what are we thinking? Now all of a sudden, hey, this is great. We could be them. We could be them. Yes, you could. So for all the whining and moaning and complaining that took place for a number of weeks. Now, again, did Penn State plan it this way? No. But like a cat, again, Pat Kraft just kind of ends up on his feet. So we'll ring the bell for him. All right, we'll ring the bell. So things aren't so bad, folks. No, they aren't. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have a little open line time. We've got some interesting guests in our second hour on a warm-up Tuesday. What did you say? Titillating Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday.
Can you spell that?
I could.
Okay, don't try.
Dictionary.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
I know it's T-I-T.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
The best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I'll take a little cup of cheer.
Yeah, you could use one.
Huh? It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Excuse me. And the phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
All right, they don't make Christmas music like Burl Ives, right? They just don't. All right, I like that. That's one of my Christmas favorites. Burl
Ives. That's a pretty good one.
He's great. You going to make it?
I don't know. I feel like that's a 50-50 proposition.
I was thinking, I was like, okay, I had this. It was back in September, and it was around a volleyball match. It was a Saturday in September. I got the call from the bullpen. Hey, Scott, can you announce a volleyball match at Rec Hall? Now, it wasn't Penn State, all right? But Penn State that weekend had, ironically, one of the final four teams, Kentucky, came in, and New Hampshire. And Penn State played Kentucky on a Friday night, lost. They played New Hampshire on Sunday, won. But in the day between, the two teams played each other on the Rec Hall floor. It was during a Penn State football game, and apparently, I don't, whoever the regular announcer is was unavailable. So, like, Scott, help! I'm like, okay. That was a fun match. Kentucky, really good. And so for this Final Four is, what, this weekend, right? I'm pulling for Kentucky. All right? No offense to Wisconsin. I'm kind of pulling for Kentucky a little bit to see if they can, you know, win the national championship. But for whatever reason, when I'm driving home from that match, I felt fine during the match. But as I'm driving home, I'm starting to feel a little, sniffly. And by the next morning, I had the worst cold I've had in memory, really bad. It took me days to get over it and then weeks to get past the cough. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I hope that's not you. All right.
I hope not too.
All right. Because it took me. Remember, I'm sitting here and I'm like fighting off coughs. Like, don't cough. All right. Don't do that. All right. You need some time. You take it. All right. We're cool. We have a little open line time. Again, we have some guests coming up next hour. 814-954-7266. We mentioned some outlet has the word of the year, and their word of the year is parasocial. I looked it up during our break. What is parasocial? Well, it says here, parasocial describes a one-sided imagined connection that fans form with media figures, like celebrities or fictional characters, where the fan feels intimacy or friendship for that person or character, but the figure is totally unaware of what's going on. So it's a very one-sided social connection. Now, folks, think about it. Do you have a parasocial connection with somebody? That could be an actor, could be an athlete, could be a fictional character where it almost feels like they're your good buddy or a member of the family. Do you have such a person? It's totally one-sided. The other person has no idea you exist, but you have that really strong connection with somebody. I can't say that I have anything like that. Does that ring a bell with you?
Not so much.
No? Okay. Maybe this is a kid thing. You know, maybe kids, you know, have this sort of stuff. They just have some connection, probably with a media figure, somebody they saw on TV or saw online, Taylor Swift or something. Oh, she's my best friend. Well, Taylor has no idea about you. Not to be rude, but apparently someone's come up with the term parasocial. All right, that sounds good. All right, middle school parents. If you are a middle school parent, now this is defined as 6th, 7th, or 8th grade.
I will be next year.
I was going to say, your little guy's in 5th grade.
Yep.
All right, this is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. We've had a guest on this. Oh, my gosh, it was back in the spring. I'm going to reach out to them today to see if we can get them back on because this is still a very important topic. We had a guest back in the spring. We wanted to talk about civics. All right? Do we still teach civics in school? Do kids know how, you know, the ideals of America or how our government works and all that sort of stuff? And I just wonder, I'm guessing a lot of them have no clue. And so I'm thinking, are we teaching civics in school? And so I came across a guest of a Pennsylvania group, which is called, interesting name, the Committee of 70 is the name of their group. And I'm on their email list now. And they sent out something a couple of days ago. There is a National Civics Bee. All right? Not a spelling bee. National Civics Bee. And right now they are looking for kids to sign up to take part in this particular event. I don't know where this is, but in the spring, there's supposed to be some regional Civics Bee event, I assume somewhere around here, someplace.
Well, to find out where it is, you have to participate in the Geographic Bee. That'll be preceding this. So.
Oh, really? Okay. So there's supposed to be a regional event, and then there will be a state event, and then there is a national event. Okay. If you think your kid is, now again, this is 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. If you think your kid is or could be pretty sharp when it comes to civics, there is a deadline. You need to sign up by February 3rd. There is an online application you can fill out. I think if you do a web search for Committee of 70 or C70, the letter C70, and do a little web searching, you should be able to find their website and then find the application to sign up. Now, if you win at the state level, you could win up to $1,500.
Hey, now.
All right. In other words, there's some money involved here. And this year's national winner, which was from like several months ago, the national winner got a grand prize of $100,000. Whoa. Says here, the Civics Bee is an annual competition that encourages young Americans, middle school, to engage in civics and contribute to their community. As they compete for prizes, participants strengthen their civics, writing, and public speaking skills and form friendships with other young leaders along the way. All right, that's kind of cool. I just, you know, when you look at some of the stuff, you know, all the craziness and things going on today, government and so on, how many young people really even have the rudimentary idea this is how things work in our country? And I just wonder, I figure they've got to be teaching this stuff in middle school. Please tell me they are. All right, not high school, middle school. And now if you're a parent and you want to call in like, yes, they are. No, they're not. Okay. But again, if you've got a kiddo, this sounds pretty interesting. C70, this group, is partnering with the Philadelphia Chamber for their regional events. So I'm not sure. I've got to do some more digging on this. They're just looking for kids to sign up and take part. So, again, the deadline to sign up is February 3rd. Do a web search again for Committee of 70 for Pennsylvania, and you should be able to find the link to find the online application to fill out for your youngster. And I'm going to reach out to those folks because, yeah, I just wonder how many adults know their basic civics. Yeah, not that many. All right, so I'm going to reach out to those folks, see if they can join us again sometime. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to meet someone interesting with a very interesting story and I think a pretty cool charity that's relatively new. Later on, our friend Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, is going to join us, talk about the heat wave. The heat wave. Now, folks, again, at least at one point this morning, it was 1 degree where I was. If it actually gets up to 45 degrees this week, that's a heat wave, okay? We're going to talk about the heat wave, see how long it's going to hang around. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy College.
Hurtling toward Christmas Day here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time, and we may have Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, coming up in the final segment, or we may not. He was not feeling well yesterday, and he normally gets back to me very quickly, and I sent him a note about a half hour ago just checking in, and I just have a feeling we may be under the weather again today.
All right. Well, we got plenty of
material. We'll see. I'm not ruling out the possibility yet.
We got plenty of material. We'll do
that
just
fine.
That
is a fact.
All right, now, folks, we have an interesting story to tell here. Now, first off, your friend Scott here likes to think he's pretty smart, but actually I'm dumb as a brick. All right? I truly am. So here in our building, which is on Science Park Road, is where our studio is located. We have lots of businesses and offices here. And recently I saw this little logo on a wall, and I'm like, okay, what is that? I don't know what that is. And ignored it for a little while. Then the other day I thought, oh, heck. So I go downstairs, and I meet our guest, who has a very interesting story to tell and a very worthy charity that you are with. So we want to welcome Trish Schellenberger from a group called A Soldier's Hands. Hi, Trish. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming upstairs. you are. This is a two-story building. You are literally on the like ground floor, lower floor, whatever floor.
Correct.
There we go. Okay. I saw your logo. You know, on walls we have. You know, this office is here and this office is here, and I see this logo and I'm like, it's got sort of like the American flag on it. I'm like, okay, what is that? I think I want to find out more. And so I jumped on your website, did some web searching. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a great story. I should have done this weeks ago. So, Trish, welcome. And let's start with some, you know, from basic stuff. Tell us about yourself, if you would, please, like your background and then how this led to all those things you're doing downstairs. Tell us about you.
Sure. So I'm originally from Williamsburg, Virginia. I am happily married. I have four wonderful children. Three have graduated college and one remaining in, Buffalo. And we live in State College because why?
Why not?
Why?
Penn State.
Oh.
My husband works for the university.
Okay.
And, we were here back in the early 2000s and left, and then we've come back. We've been here about 9 years.
Okay. Now, this your charity is called A Soldier's Hands. So let's start from scratch. What is this? What do you do?
So we serve our deployed military. So what we've learned is that not everyone receives a mail call. Mm-hmm. So they can be on a deployment, you know, a 9-month deployment, 1-year deployment, and never receive a mail call. So we adopt units entirely. We get the mailing address. We get the number of troops that are on either that ship or that, you know, ground crew. That's not the proper term, but you know what I'm saying. And we send them out to everyone. So currently we're working on the USS Abraham Lincoln, which is approximately 5,600 troops.
Ooh.
Correct.
That's an aircraft carrier.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still amazed. How many? 5,600 people are on that ship?
Yes. It's a little city.
Oh, my. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that many. Holy yes. mackerel. That's a ton.
Yes.
All right. And there's an interest. You know, first off, mail call. This is physical. You're saying there are some troops out there around the world. The physical mail, email, they get no connection?
So I don't know about email. I mean, I don't know about that.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is when they call mail call and there is nothing for them. I mean, what? Not everyone is running to the military as a career. Some are running from something to the military.
Oh, okay.
And so we want to fill in that gap and make sure that everyone knows, that someone knows that they're there. And acknowledge them.
So this is physical. Mail call is physical something.
Correct.
A letter, stuff, a gift, something.
Yes.
Okay. And so on the ship, I've never been on an aircraft carrier. I guess every day there's, I assume they have a post office or something on a ship or?
So it's, ships are complicated. My experience with the Reagan was, and that was in 2016, I believe. And so what, that was 3,200. And we shipped it, and then it got to the port or their foreign post office. And then a smaller ship received it. And then the smaller ship took it out to the Reagan, wherever the Reagan was. And they took this giant claw, and wow. It was on pallets. We had to ship it on pallets. And they picked up the pallet. And then from the small ship, and then took it to the large ship, and then dropped it off. I mean, it's quite a feat
wow.
to accomplish that. And this is almost twice that many.
Ooh, okay. Now, your work, is it all Navy?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's whatever. It's kind of.
All branches.
Yes. It is all branches, and it's whatever. That question's kind of tied to how this started. In terms of just following whatever the next thing is. That's how we choose what troop will be served.
Okay. Very quickly, I found out about you through your website. What's the website address?
asoldiershands.org.
Just one big long word.
Correct.
asoldiershands.org. And, yeah, relate the story about how this all got started, because I found that fascinating. Tell that story, if you would.
You know, I have shared this story so many times, and I still find it fascinating myself. So I can tell you the exact date. It's August 1st, 2007, and I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm attending AmeriCorps conference, and I'm trying to fly home. We lived in Bucks County, the eastern part of the state, and so we're flying into Philly. And there were storms going through the area, and so it was too dangerous to fly. So everything was grounded, but people kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming. So they asked if I would be willing to give up my seat and go the next morning. And I'll be honest, I did contemplate that because at the time our children were 1, 4, 7, and 9.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of think, I thought, you know, a room by myself, you know, Dallas is hot. I could have the air conditioning
yes.
as low as I wanted.
It's really hot in the summertime.
Correct.
Yeah.
And all these things are flashing through my head, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I really need to get home. So I declined. And when I had checked in the day before, I noticed that there was a seat a couple rows ahead of me, empty, and I changed my seat. I had never done it before, and I've never done it since, but anyway, that's what I did. So we finally board this flight. It's about three and a half hours late, and there's one empty seat on this overbooked flight. And I'm...
The one next to you.
And it's the one next to me.
The dreaded middle seat was empty.
The middle seat was empty.
See, when I've had those situations, I'm almost cheering, like, yay. Okay, keep going.
You know what? I didn't cheer. I thought, I don't understand. Why is this meal seat empty? Because just a couple hours ago, they're going to give me a free flight, yeah. A meal voucher. Remember when they did that?
Oh, yeah.
And pay for a hotel. And now there's an empty seat. So my mind, I didn't think that way. I was thinking, this doesn't make sense. So anyway, I'm on the window. The middle is empty. Mm-hmm. And next to me is this young man who my first thought was he reminded me of Opie. You got a picture?
Old time television, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Little Ron Howard. So he was taller, of course, but had that same face, that same fair skin, a little bit of freckles, auburn hair, real short. And we put our stuff in the middle, and I started talking to him. I was kind of peppering with questions. You'd have thought I'd have been tired because it was a long wait to get there, but I was fired up. On the other side, he was not fired up, and what I learned many years later is that he'd been on a 20-hour day. They were in Fort Hood, Texas. They were trying to get acclimated to that heat, which Dallas in August is just
brutal.
Brutal is brutal, right?
Hot and humid, yeah.
Yes, and so he'd been up for 20 hours, and he really wanted to sleep, but he said he didn't know how to tell me how to shut up. So I kept talking. He was responding, and what I learned was this: that he was attending Auburn University on an ROTC scholarship. He was in his second year. He was part of the Alabama National Guard, and his unit had been called, and they were on their way to Iraq. So this is August 1st, 2007, 19-year-old kid. And, you know, he shared a lot about his family, lived in a really tiny town called Ozark, Alabama, went to a really small Christian school. He was a Christian. He said, "I'm not afraid of whatever the consequences could be." He said, "But what I'm really concerned about is the sun and the heat." And he holds up his hands and he said, "I can't handle Texas. How am I going to handle Iraq?" So the tops of his hands were very sunburned and his palms had these quarter size whelps, blisters. And what I also learned later is that they were doing push-ups on the hot rocks that were sitting in the Dallas sun. Think about that.
Oh my goodness.
And so a friend of mine, you know, the flight had other Mary Kay consultants, and a friend of mine was there, and she had hand cream, and I gave it to him, and you would have thought I had given him. The gift that I gave him was priceless, and he used the whole tube before we ever landed.
The whole tube.
I mean, it was a travel size, but nevertheless,
That's a lot, yeah.
And, you know, we talked, and I learned a lot about his story. He was third-generation military. He said, I'm prepared as I can be. Just concerned about the heat and the sun because he was very fair. Think of Opie, you know, very fair skin. And so I said, "Mark, I'll take care of you." Like this kid could have been my kid. And I kept thinking, you know, my mom always said, you just treat people how you want to be treated. Bottom line. And I was thinking if this was someone else, I would want someone to take care of my kid. And so I said, "I'll take care of you. I'll send you some stuff to take care of your skin and, you know, sunscreen, hand cream." And he said, which is why I'm talking to you guys 18 years later, he said, "I appreciate that." He said, "But I cannot accept something from you knowing not everyone's going to get a mail call." And that just kind of hung in the air there for a minute. And I said, okay, I'll send it to your whole unit. How many's in your unit? And he said, 177.
Whoa.
And I thought, crap.
Look what you just did. Okay.
And I said, you know, I have no idea what I've just committed to, but you have my word.
Wow.
I don't know how I'm going to do this, but you have my word that I will. And so I got home. I shared with my husband what had just happened, and his first comment was, perhaps you shouldn't fly alone.
Get somebody in that middle seat. Yeah, there we go.
Think about that. If someone had been in the middle seat, this would have never happened. If I hadn't changed my seat, this wouldn't have happened.
There you go.
If he had said thank you for the sunscreen, that would have been the end of the conversation.
That would have been the end of it. Yeah.
But instead, I literally told everybody I knew, I've made the commitment to this young man, and you have to help me keep my word. And so Thanksgiving Day, 2007, he emails me, and his commander emails me from Iraq. And he said, you know, today's the best day we have had. And I handed out care packages to every single person. And he said, you have to know that they're old, crotchety old men, they were probably all of 30, that are crying because they had never received anything from home.
Wow.
So they left Alabama. I don't come from this world, so I have learned a lot. But they had left home in March. They deployed in August when I was meeting them. They were on their way to Fort Dix. And then they deployed to Iraq. And so they've been gone since March, and their first mail call is coming.
Incredible.
From me. And so I thought, oh my goodness, we got to do it again. And then someone from that unit, Glenn Furukawa, I remember, he reached out and he said, you know, I reenlisted. Can you help our troop, my unit? And then I have a buddy who, Stephen Hatcher, he's in a small paratroop. Can you help us? And then the domino was just going. But for a long time, it really wasn't. It was just kind of hanging out there. And people would reach out to me. And I wouldn't know sometimes I would never know even how they got to me. In 2013, another gentleman from Fort Hood, Texas, I don't know what the Texas thing is, reached out and he said, do you think you could take care of my unit? And I said, how many's in your unit? Because I learned that you have to know what you're saying yes to.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yes. And in fact, Mark had said, you know, when we got off the plane, he went one way, I went another. And he shared with his buddies that he met this lady on an airplane and she's going to send his care packages. And they laughed at him. And they said, yeah, right. You know, that's not happening. And thought he was just a young, naive kid. And he said when they arrived, he said they weren't laughing anymore. And so when this guy from Fort Hood, he was a sergeant, major, master sergeant, master sergeant, that's what he was. And I said, well, how do I refer to you? How do I address you?
Yeah.
He said, hello, Reggie. Okay, Reggie. I said, well, how many is in your unit? And he said, it's a battalion. Now, that sounds large, correct? And he says, it's a battalion of 800.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're getting up there now.
So I said to him, I cannot commit to this yet. Because I knew if I said yes, you had to follow through. So I said, I need to go back to the people that have helped me so far, you know, over the last few years. And I need to pray about this. I need to just settle and think this through. And so I reached back to the people that had helped, and they said, we got this. Just get started.
Wow.
With God, all things are possible. Just get started. We got your back. So I was very terrified, I'll be honest. Because failure is not an option. Not coming through with your word is not an option. And so I got back to him. I said the same thing. I don't know how this is going to happen. But
<Wow.
clears throat> you have my word. And there was an accountant on this string of emails. So I normally blind copy, so I'm not sharing everybody's email addresses. Mm-hmm. But this last thank you note, I did not. Because I wanted people to see that it took a few people to make a big difference.
Yeah.
And in that ask, I set this thing with Reggie. Here's the thing. What do you guys think? How are we going to go about doing this? Can we do this? And the accountant was thinking like an accountant and counted the number of emails that were on the list. And she said there's 69 people on this list. So instead of focusing on 800, let's take 800 divided by 69 and we come up with 13. So what you need is 69 people that will commit to 13 care packages.
That makes sense. Basic math, yes.
But it was more palatable. It was a smaller number, and so it didn't feel quite so overwhelming, even though we're talking about the same pie. And so then people kept saying, okay, I'm in. Count me in for 13. Count me in for 13. And we raised, that was a $20,000 push at that point. And we raised $15,000 pretty quickly. And there was five left. And I thought, which felt a lot. And
yes.
I did a story. This is when we lived in Yardley. And I did an interview with a woman who had quite a following in her newspaper, in the newspaper. I didn't know this. It was Mother's Day weekend, and she wanted a feel-good story. So this is 2013. So she wrote an article, came out on Mother's Day, and that next day, our mailbox was filled. I mean, it was, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say it was 2 inches deep, filled with checks from people that I didn't know, but people who read her letter and wanted to help complete the project. And that was the $5,000. Pretty close to the exact amount, correct.
Wow.
So I really thought, well, this is going to be the end of the story because my mind cannot think bigger. And then I thought, you know what, that's a lot, but it's nothing compared to the number of people that are deployed. And it's less than 2% of the population that does this. Certainly we can stretch. I keep saying I, but it is not an I thing. I am backed by a ton of people that make this happen.
Yeah.
I'm just the face of it. And so it was then that we filed our paperwork and became an official 501c3, and that came through in 2014.
All right.
Amazing.
Wow. Okay. Trish, we got to take a break right here. I want to keep going. Can we keep going?
Sure.
All right, because this is a fascinating story, and we want to let people know, hey, we're pretty good at helping. All right, let's see what some folks out in our listening audience can do. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break, and we will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, coming up in the final segment this morning.
Again, we're talking with Trish Schellenberger of the group A Soldier's Hands, website asoldiershands.org. No apostrophe. asoldiershands.org. You just shared an amazing story there, Trish. How many people are involved now? It's not just you. You've got, what, a group of volunteers? How many people are on the team, if you will?
So we have a we have a group from Liberty Hill, the community of Liberty Hill.
Yeah.
They participate every the first Monday of the month. A group of them come over. And then usually on Wednesdays, another group comes over from Liberty Hill. We have folks from Skills of Pennsylvania. They typically come on a Wednesday as well. I mean, we have lots of volunteers that are not just here, but across, you know, across Pennsylvania and across the states. So we're working beyond just this, beyond Pennsylvania. And then I'm grateful to have a very active board who I've learned I can't do everything, nor am I good at everything. And so the things that I am not good at, like website development or social media or even the business aspects, it's still a business and you have to run the nonprofit and you have to play by their rules, all that. So those are handled by my board members who can do those kind of things in their sleep. I just try to plant the seeds of what it is that we're doing and inspire someone else to either help us or help in some other capacity in another nonprofit. We live in a wonderful community that has so many ways to serve. And if everyone just did a little bit, imagine the results of that or the ripple effect of that.
All right, now Christmas is next week. Is this crunch time or something right now? Christmas, gifts, all that sort of stuff?
Not necessarily, not for a Soldier's Hand. So we work year round. So every day, like when it comes to Memorial Day or Veterans Day, that's every day for us.
Yeah.
Every day is a day to serve. So we're working in some capacity, but Christmas is not necessarily a deadline. In fact, we have a unit who's asked to receive their care packages after Christmas, because their mail system is overwhelmed. I don't know where they are. It's an American post office, so it's Army. It's ground somewhere. But they said, please don't send it now.
Huh. Are you in need of anything specific? Like, do the care packages, are they all similar? Are they different depending on the units? And are you, how I guess do you determine what's in the care package? That's probably the best.
So it goes back to Mark. His hands were a mess. His skin was burned. So it's sunscreen, hand cream, a lip balm that has SPF. We partner with an organization or a company called Duke Cannon. Are you familiar with them? It's made in America. They're from Minneapolis. And their company actually does their research on those that are deployed.
Hmm.
So if it's good enough for a kid like Opie out in Iraq, then it's good enough for you and I in Central Pennsylvania. And so they also, a percentage of their sales goes to veteran organizations. So that's a win-win thing for us. And then we partner with Burt's Bees. And Burt's Bees, they've donated over the last 2 years about $55,000 worth of inventory. So it's those products that we send. We also send candy because everyone loves candy. I love candy. If y'all need some candy, you just come downstairs.
I'll remember that.
Okay. we send a handwritten letter, which we get from people all over the country. I mean, I think that really touches their hearts.
Yeah.
And then we include a star packet, and that's what the folks from Skills do. They put this packet together. So it is a star, an embroidered star that comes from an American flag. On the back of the card, it says, I came from an American flag. I can no longer fly. The sun and wind have caused me to become tattered and torn. Carry this as a reminder that you are not forgotten. So that goes in the care package, and then it gets wrapped with tissue paper and a bag and curling ribbon. Ribbon, and then it's curled because I want them to feel like this is a gift for them. So they're all the same, but I want them to know that we know that they're there.
Yeah.
So it's not that people don't do what we're doing. What I think the bulk of what happens is they send a big box and they put a ton of stuff in it. Well, if you're out on the field, you may come back and then that box is empty. So that's why we try to get the head count. So regardless of where they are, there's going to be one there left for them.
So everybody makes sure to get something.
Everyone gets a mail call.
All right.
Correct.
I think, Trish, my opinion is most Americans have no idea. We have troops literally all over the planet. They're on every continent. Do you have a number? Is it 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people? Like, all over our folks.
It's definitely more than 200,000, I would say. But so, well, no, it would be more than that. I don't know, actually. I know that the number they're trying to recruit, get more to build the military back up. But it is a fraction of our population that chooses that life.
But it's still a lot of people, they're far from home.
They are far from home, correct.
And you're saying that mail call, and for a lot of folks, it's like nothing.
Right. Oof. And what I learned from Mark years later is that he was actually in Fort Hood. He had a group of about 8 to 10 guys who he was giving specific training to. He was training as a paramedic, and so he got to know them personally.
Yeah.
He knew their stories, and he knew those guys were never getting anything. And that's why it was a personal impact to him. He's like, there's no way I could get something knowing that this kid's not going to get anything.
Amazing.
That's powerful. I mean, he could have just said, thanks, lady. Hey, could you send me some more stuff? He mentioned his unit.
Immediately. And, that's the way he was raised. I think that's also a military culture, is you take care of your family.
Yeah.
So I don't think I keep making a big deal to him because I've been talking about this for 18 years. He doesn't see it that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you got to see what your one action has caused. So we're over, and I need to do my math on this, but I think we're over 50,000 mail calls. So that's 50, I interpret that's 50,000 people that know that we know that they're there. And then their family, if they've shared it. So the commander of Mark's unit is now on our board.
Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's so full circle.
Yeah.
How about that? Wow.
That's amazing.
Trish, how can people help? I don't know, money, stuff, volunteer, help. How can people help?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All of the above.
Okay, all of the above. There we go.
So shipping.
A little more specific,
maybe.
Oh,
you want more specific.
Yeah, okay.
So shipping is expensive, and we don't have an, there's no competition to how we ship. We have to ship through the Postal Service because it has to have a customs form. Their customs, the customs has changed effective September 1 because of taxes, of tariffs, excuse me. So that has gotten very complicated, and it, and it's, you know, it, that expense is not going down. And it's never going to go down.
Yeah.
So, you know, financial for that is very helpful. Hands-on help is always, we're always doing something downstairs. So for example, with this change in the customs form, everything has to have a weight assigned to it, a six-digit code, where it's manufactured, a price value. So when we send candy, we're now putting them in, creating these little candy bags and putting them in two-ounce bags so that we know that there's 2 ounces of candy in every single care package. That is very time-consuming. So people to help do that would be amazing.
How can they reach you?
They can go on our website and do contact us.
All right. Probably at the bottom of the screen, I'm assuming, right? Scroll down to contact us. It's
somewhere
on there.
On
it's
that.
On there someplace.
It'll have contact.
She's not the web developer. All right. All right. I get it. Again, the website is asoldiershands.org. And you're definitely looking for help of various kinds. Trish, this is a great story.
Amazing.
It's a faith story. It's following. Steve Jobs said in a graduation speech, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards, and you have to trust that they're going to lead to your future. So if I look back at all those dots, it makes perfect sense. But we don't live that way. So it's trusting that. It's just trusting the process.
Yeah. All right. Amazing. Well, thanks for coming upstairs.
Yeah. It was a long commute.
We appreciate it.
And again, I got to keep my eyes more open. Like, hey, that's interesting. Hey, that's interesting. And good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Hope some folks maybe reach out to say, hey, I want to be a part of that.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back our last segment. We're going to talk about the coming heat wave.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Heat wave.
Now we're getting some.
Compared to this morning. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
It's the most wonderful time of the
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the week when we get a chance to talk to Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. And Joe was a little under the weather yesterday. I'm a little under the weather today, but we forage on. And, well, good morning, Mr. Bastardi. Thank you for the time today.
Well, I appreciate you having me here. Hopefully I can get through this without sneezing and all this other stuff is going on.
Yeah, I'm making no promises myself.
I keep track of my respiratory illnesses, and this is probably the second worst one I've had in about 25 years. Well, let me see. How old is my kid? Garrett, almost 30 years. I remember one time I've only had two real bad colds, and this is one of them. As I was taking this supplement called glutamine, which is a great immune system booster, and it would always fight it off. And I think what happened was this sort of snuck up on me. As many of you might know, or whether you know it or not, I'm a drug-free bodybuilder, so you look for all the amino acids and all these other targeting things that you get your hands on to try to get it inside you, get your system up and running. And this sort of snuck up on me because I was in Texas last week, and the idea is that if you feel a cold coming on, you go to 25 grams of glutamine a day, and it knocks it down. I usually take 5 to 10 grams of it, and a lot of young kids out there, they're all into creatine and all this other stuff, but the idea of being healthy is the number one thing in trying to get yourself stronger. And this just caught me off guard, and I'm a little bit mad at myself because I wasn't vigilant. It's funny about with me with being sick. I never back away from working out when I'm sick. It obvious if you go short intense workouts, you'll find that you feel better right after. And the reason is that the fight or flight jacks your immune system up. It's trying to go an hour or something like that that'll really take you into the tank. So I felt that my Catholic background of confession, I felt I should confess the sin of why I was not here yesterday, and hopefully I can get rid of this now. Two times in 30 years is the only time I can remember colds just knocking me down. Now, neuroviruses and stuff like that, that's a different story, man. Yeah. Those things are nasty. Man, what is going on? You guys got the pulse of Center County. What is going on over the past few years? Ever since COVID came along, it seems like the flus have been worse than whatever it was that followed COVID. Has anybody noticed that, or am I just...
No. Actually, I just saw a story. Was it this morning or last night? There's some new flu strain, which is supposed to be really bad right now. And the story says, yeah, the flu shot you probably just got won't stop this one. I'm like, not effective. What?
Yes.
Like, wonderful.
What you got to understand is that the flu shots, all these shots, they only increase your probability of not getting it by 30 to 40%, which is very successful. It's interesting in how scientists judge what is a positive, okay? For instance, the National Weather Service puts out this winter forecast, and, you know, the area it has in blue, okay, means that there's a 40% chance. Let's say it's got an area of blues, means there's a 40% chance of a colder than normal winter. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, that means there's a 60% chance it's not a colder than normal winter. But the idea is that the natural chance of a colder than normal winter is 1 in 3, normal, below normal, above normal, right? So what they do is, and people don't understand, when you see these studies come out, they don't understand exactly what they're measuring, and even with the COVID shot, the COVID shot scientifically was if you're looking at adverse reactions, was a tremendous success. 5 billion COVID shots, only 10 million adverse reactions, right? So I mean that's a minute amount of adverse reactions, but the problem is the 10 million people that had the adverse reaction are, you know, they could be in trouble. But if you're looking at statistically, it was. Let's put it this way: as far as causing harm, statistically, it was not a big deal, right? And I keep trying to, you know, tell people you have to look at everything. You know, people think RFK Jr. is a whack job, right? I mean, I've been following this guy for years, and you know, in 2014, he wanted guys like me in jail. You know, because he's so into the whole climate thing. But when you look at what he's actually looking at, and all these people are asking is that you look at everything, all right? And you've got to understand what something means. And I'm not telling you don't go get a flu shot, but understand it might only mean a 30% greater chance that you don't get the flu because it can't stop everything. So, you know, I don't know if I have a flu or whatever, but it's a pain in the neck. Anyway, as far as the weather goes, with you know, the Thanksgiving to Christmas cold, I mean, you know, we're off to I think a top 3 or 4 cold start in that period. But we are going to get a break here overall this week. Well, yeah, it's a break in that we get above freezing and we get a strong cold front coming through Thursday, and it rains with it, and then you know, we have a couple of days of windy cold weather, you know, and then it's back and forth, and it's very interesting setting up for Christmas weekend that there's going to be a heck of a lot of cold air from here northward, heck of a lot of warm air from here southwestward, and it means there's going to be a natural battle zone right across us, and that's going to be very interesting to watch as far as, you know, the sloppiness of the weather. In looking at the models, and what happens is on every run they change, they're very bullish about snow Christmas week around here. Snow and ice, all right? And now I can't say specifically for Christmas, but for instance, the European Ensemble, the artificial intelligence model, has about 4 inches of snow here during Christmas week, all right? But does it occur the night before Christmas, 2 days after Christmas? It's hard to say because you see what's going on in the Pacific Northwest. You've got this fortress of warmth that is developing down over the south. You've got a buckling of the jet stream off the west coast. These come inland across southern Canada, and then they start diving southeastward across the eastern part of the United States. So you're getting into a situation where there's going to be a natural war zone very close to us. What's interesting about all this is this happened in 1984-85, where we got very warm in the last week of the United States as a whole, got very warm the last week of December of 84. And then, of course, for those of you who might remember Super Bowl Sunday, 1985, Reagan inaugural, just one of the great Arctic outbreaks into the United States occurred, and the pattern's very similar. So it's so wild what's going on in what I do for a living. We just had the biggest rise in natural gas prices that we've ever seen at this time of the year. They doubled. The price of natural gas futures doubled, and the reason why is no one else in the market, back in November, saw this cold coming. Now, I use methodology that my father taught me, and we nailed it. My company nailed it. We had it from August 29th. It's based on the way the latter part of the hurricane season works, the assumption that the upward motion patterns in the western part of the Atlantic Ocean in the late hurricane season hold until November and December. And what happens is, folks, is the same kind of pattern that will produce hurricane activity at the end of the hurricane season will draw cold air toward it. Now, why would that be? Well, if the air is going up over the Atlantic Ocean, something's going to come back to try to replace it. If it's if the energy is being dissipated in the form of hurricane development, then you don't worry about it, right, as far as cold air goes. But when that's gone, the cold tends to come. Now, this is something my father observed, and, you know, he'd always be talking to me about it. And when I was going to school here in the 70s and 80s, I couldn't see it because there was lack of hurricanes, and it was just so cold all the time. You couldn't get a distinction. But once we got back in that warm cycle of the Atlantic Ocean, which we were in during the time he was younger, I could observe it. But the problem with that method is it doesn't work. It falls apart after December. So I'm faced now with a situation where the models and everything else says it's going to be warm, warm, warm. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think winter's going to come back with a vengeance in January. And we haven't seen the coldest, and it's going to be very interesting, very interesting test because, what I do for a living, it doesn't matter if you were right before. It matters going forward. Yeah, you can't believe some of the stuff that goes on in the industry I work in, because when you're looking at people trading energy futures, right? There are a lot of guys out there that they trade without any. It's sort of like having someone on the highway that's driving down the highway 120 miles an hour, you know. they just simply run to the model. And so you're in a situation a lot of times where, well, the models say this, but the weather pattern may be dictating something different. So this is going to be another interesting situation coming up as to after this, whatever you want to call it, this warm-up at the end of this cold spell, whether it returns. It certainly did last year. But in 2022, remember, we got very cold right before Christmas, and we had the snow, and then that was it. Winter was done, 22-23. Excuse me. That's the interesting thing about my father's method that, what inspired me to develop this method. It always ends with a big warm-up. Always ends with a big warm-up. About 50% of the time, the cold comes back. About 50% of the time, it doesn't. And it's fascinating in that, Dr. Myers, Dr. Joel Myers, who's one of my, mentors or whatever, he used to always talk about what he called the rubber band theory, that the weather would snap suddenly to the opposite. And for much of the United States, that's what's going on now. So I'm invoking two of my heroes in weather, Dr. Myers and my dad here. And I personally think we're not done. There's a lot of people on Twitter saying, "Oh, winter's over. That's it. It's all over." You know, like that. And they certainly could be right because I've seen it happen before. But I think that we're going to have a pretty big price to pay in January, and we'll see.
Okay. I'm not sure if I should feel good or bad about that. All right.
Well, it's funny, I have a meteorological mafia chat line.
Whoa.
I have different chat lines. Like, we have the ABI chat line, Anyone But Iowa chat line with my Brooklyn buddies. Right. I think it should be, instead of ABI, it should be ABOSU, which is
anyone but Oklahoma State and Ohio State.
There
you
go.
You know, they just have such a deep ingrained hatred for Iowa that they almost threw me out. Said, "Well, you want to start that chat line? Go. You can go." You know, it's just funny.
Whether you hate Iowa or not, and you really should. What should we do with that there weather?
Oh my gosh, we're done already.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, stay warm. Enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Bye-bye. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.